This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me this morning is Monica Nyman. She is the Senior Nutrition Educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, a regular guest here on the show. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it's good I managed to get you on because I'm late to the party as usual. March was actually National Nutrition Month, and we just want to talk about some of the things that people should be taking with them through the rest of the year. So let's talk a little bit about one of the things that comes up, the dietary guidelines. I understand there are some changes taking place, so can you tell us what's been the discussion?
Sure. So the dietary guidelines just got released in January, and they come out every 5 years. So there are just a few little things that have been added this year. And the one thing that I just wanted listeners to know is that these are grounded in science. They actually use over 270,000 articles to reach a consensus for these. So you may not be super familiar with them, but they are used in a variety of different programs. For example, like the National School Lunch Program and Breakfast Program, as well as WIC. So they're kind of guidelines for health professionals like myself as a registered dietitian to really use these to advise others on healthy eating patterns.
So what makes them important? I mean, there are a lot of government guidelines for a lot of different things. So why should we pay attention to this?
First of all, it's important to try to follow them because it's not going to work if you don't make some changes. But these guidelines come out because we know that food and drinks have a really profound impact on our health. We know that a lot of Americans are overweight. They have at least one preventable chronic illness, and many of those are caused because of obesity. And so poor food choices and low activity levels drive those preventable chronic illnesses up. And so the more people that can take a look at these guidelines and start to follow them, the goal is really to prevent health issues.
How does dairy fit into all this? Obviously, you represent the Dairy Council, Monica, so where does dairy fit in the nutritional picture?
Well, dairy does still stand alone as one of the five food groups. So way back when, it was a pyramid, if you recall that, and now it looks more like a plate. And so the dairy food group is a standalone food group. New to the dietary guidelines this year, though, are some different specific life stages. And so they've added in infants, so like 6 months of age, when they start to eat, they recommend cheese and yogurt at that age because it offers a variety of textures and flavors, but also nutrition for the 6 month of age group. They also added a category for pregnancy and lactation. So that wasn't in the guidelines before. Again, encouraging pregnant moms to consume dairy foods because they have a lot of important nutrients that help support the growth and development of the baby, but also maintaining the mother's health. In older adults, they also recommend them continuing to get 3 servings of dairy foods because they have B12 vitamins and protein, which are actually a few things that the elder population doesn't get enough of. So there's a few more subcategories this time in the dietary guidelines, all that include the dairy food group.
We're talking with Monica Nyman this morning. She is the Senior Nutrition Educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. We're just talking about some changes to guidelines from the federal government. And one thing that hasn't changed, Monica, is a recommendation to consume those 3 servings of dairy every day. So what is a serving? What are we talking about?
So just as a reminder, a serving of dairy does consist of a cup of milk, a cup of yogurt, or 1.5 ounces of natural cheeses. And it really doesn't matter how you're getting those dairy foods in. So it can be one of each every day, or it can be a combination, maybe 2 cups of milk and a cup of yogurt. And again, the dairy food group does pair well with every other food group. So it pairs with cheeses and whole grains and lean meats and fruits. So it's so versatile. That's one great thing about the dairy food group. And as you mentioned, they still do continue to recommend 3 servings of dairy each and every day. It's about 2.5 servings for little kids. But if you just think 3 servings a day, you're covering your bases no matter how old you are.
You know, we can always talk about healthy choices and our dietary choices in theory, but in practice, sometimes it's a little more difficult. So how can people make these recommendations a part of their life and customize them?
there's a lot of different options in the dairy case. And that's another thing that really works out for people, because if you, you know, maybe you don't like to drink a cup of milk, but you can add it to a soup, or maybe you don't really like the taste of regular yogurt, you can try Greek yogurt. And there are so many different types of cheeses that you can choose from. You're sure to find one that you really like, because there are literally hundreds of different varieties. So again, it doesn't really matter what type of dairy foods you're choosing, as long as you get your 3 servings a day coming from those. And again, they're so versatile. They pair with lots of other food groups, and you can use them in your cooking to, again, reach your 3 servings of dairy each day.
Well, Monica, as is so often the case, we're kind of short on time. Is there a place people can go to conduct their own research to find out more about this?
Sure. So if you're interested in learning more about the new dietary guidelines, you can check out the website choosemyplate.gov. If you're interested in recipes or any of the information that I've talked to today, you can check out our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And don't forget to follow us on our social media handles. We're on Facebook and Instagram, so you can follow us there. We are STL Dairy Council, and that is all one word.
Well, we hope people do, because Monica and I have had many conversations here on the air, and it's always good information, great recipes at the St. Louis District Dairy Council website. And Monica, as always, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Monica Nyman, the Senior Nutrition Educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. We talk every so often right here on the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.